The office suite of the Attorney General was on the fifth floor of the Justice Building, overlooking busy Pennsylvania Avenue. Allison's office intercom buzzed. "Mr. Abrams is here," announced her secretary. "Send him in, please." The door opened. Allison welcomed him, offering a seat on the couch. She took the chair facing the window, then laid an expandable file on the coffee table. "This is what I wanted you to see," she said. Harley reached for the file, but Allison withdrew. "A little background first," she said. "Confidential background, I would add. What I'm going to tell you, I haven't even told my husband. I feel since you and I talked last night that we have an understanding, a bond of trust. I hope I'm not wrong." Harley looked her in the eye. "You're not wrong." She flashed a thin smile of relief, then spent the next 10 minutes telling him about Mitch O'Brien, the awkward reunion at the Fontainebleau Hotel in Miami Beach last August, and the disastrous follow-up a week later in Washington at the gala, including Mitch's drunken blow-up and her fear that someone may have overheard. "About 2 weeks after that," she continued, "I received this in the mail." She removed a large manila envelope from the file. "You can see it was addressed to my home, marked personal and confidential." She removed an enlarged black-and-white photograph. She laid it on the table. "That's me, obviously." He leaned forward for a closer look. The photo had been defaced. In bright red strokes, the letter A had been scrawled across Allison's forehead. "Obviously, the artwork was the handiwork of whoever mailed me the photograph, as is the message on the back." Allison flipped it over, revealing a handwritten message in the same red scrawl. It read, "Doesn't..."